Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Matt Forte.
Mike Martz. Mike, we talk with Matt Forte once a week.
Oh, my guy. I love Matt. I just love Matt.
What did you love about Matt?
Everything. There wasn't anything he couldn't do. I kept telling them, this guy's, he's not Marshall, but he does the same kind of things that Marshall can do. You know, I just remember right before we're playing Detroit at our place in the opener, and he takes a screen like 90 yards for a touchdown.
Out in the flat with a Kreutz block. It's 14 to the 20.
To the end zone. Touchdown.
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Kreutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
89 yards on the touchdown by Forte.
And a two-minute drill, start a two-minute drill. Who does that? Just running through tackles. He's a big guy with speed, and yet he was elusive. And he pummeled, buddy. He would take it. He just was such a fabulous player. I mean, he was at least 40 to 50% of our offense there. I mean, he just kept getting him the ball any way we could.
Yeah,
he won that game with a bolt throw down the sideline, caught it in the end zone at the end of the game.
Cutler backpedals, sets, launches for Forte. Diving catch. Touchdown, Bears. A dramatic catch by Matt Forte.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
Matt now joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Carmen Vitale is sitting in for Spiegel and Holmes show. Matt, we had this crazy conversation with Mike Martz last week, and he was showing you all sorts of love. Like, he would not stop talking about how much he enjoyed having you as a player. Thanks for joining us this week.
Hi, Matt.
Hey. Thanks for having me, and the love is mutual, man. I always talk about Coach Martz's offense and how dynamic it was, and it reminds me a lot of what Ben Johnson's doing out there with different looks, you know, running the different plays out of every different formation, motions and sets and shifts and stuff. So, man, you know, shout out to Coach Martz. I loved, even though it was 1 year, I loved playing in his offense.
I'm glad you said that, Matt, because that's one thing I wanted to ask you about, just what these running backs are facing right now, given how multiple these blocking schemes are. You know, the Bears don't just, they're not just a gap team. They're not just an inside zone team. They're not just a wide zone team. Like, they do everything. And like, when it comes to the run game in particular, and as the running back, how much vision do you have to have then? And how much knowledge do you have to have of what they're doing up front to be effective?
To be effective and to honestly make the most of the opportunities that's set in front of you when it comes to that type of stuff with different schemes, different blocking schemes, different sets and shifts and motions, vision is an elite aspect that you need to have, but also the concept of defense and understanding where they're lined up and how plays, and kind of anticipating plays before they start. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we see with Swift and with Manungai as well. They're getting so much more comfortable each and every week. You can see the confidence growing to where they are anticipating the holes being there, and mm-hmm. they're able to hit it that much faster. The offense and the whole offense as a whole, they're hitting on all cylinders and playing fast, and that's scary for defenses where, you know, no matter where you line up, there's some kind of weak point where, you know, vision-wise, you got angles on different blocking schemes, but also the vision to be able to hit backside cuts, press the hole, you know, go through front side cuts and everything. And that was where I made my hay is where, you know, you get the defense flowing and they overflow or they over pursue and you cut all the way backside. Mm-hmm. I love doing that because, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things that you work on, jump cuts in off season, you know, being able to not just jump from the A hole to the B hole, but to go all the way backside, jump cut, you know, two holes backside and be able to take it to the house.
Now that you've seen 15 games of Kyle Manungai, how would you describe his running style?
I would describe his running style, I would say, as I like he is definitely patient. I wouldn't say that he is one of the guys that is an anxious runner that is looking for a hole, and if it doesn't show up, he just runs into the back of guys. I think he's a patient runner. I think he has really good vision. I think that he sets up his blocks, which is important, and also shows a little bit of versatility between I like the old schoolness part of being able to finish runs. I seen him on the last game running down the sideline and ran through one of the defenders and knocked him back, even though he was, you know, on the sideline where, you know, you can easily step out of bounds, but he finished it in a way that sent a message to the other team.
And I mean, having both of these guys, when you talk about DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, how much do you see them complementing each other and really creating just havoc for opposing defenses? I mean, if you have the jump on the way that Kyle Manungai runs, then you probably can't really defend DeAndre Swift as well. I mean, the fact that they just create such a complete offensive backfield, to me, I love it. I would be very interested on your perspective on the two of them together.
Yeah, a lot of similarities in their running style, but also differences to where they complement each other, mm-hmm. Where they both have good patience and good vision and are able to explode. I think DeAndre can explode through the hole a little bit more, a little faster than Kyle does, a little bit more breakaway speed and stuff like that. But at the same time, they are different mm-hmm. in the aspect of different, you know, sizes as far as you know, not, you know, big guys, not big running backs or tall, but at the same time, able to be shifty in the open field. I think, you know, the power aspect of Kyle being kind of a little more center gravity, but also when DeAndre gets into the open field, being a little bit more elusive and shifty, it allows, the, you know, definitely a different aspect when guys are coming up to tackle them. They really don't know what to expect.
Matt Forte joining us here on The Score, Spiegel and Holmes Show. Carmen is in for Spiegs. So, Matt, I've watched Bears-Packers games with you, humble brag. So I have a sense of what it's like for you to watch Bears-Packers games. I don't know if I've been able to watch a Bears-Packers game like that one with you. So for you, what were you going through as you were watching Saturday night's game?
Bro, I was on the edge of my seat. It was exciting. It was honestly one of the most exciting games that I have ever watched. And I don't get overly excited while watching games because I've just been involved. You know, when you play and you experience it so much, like being there on the field and stuff is, I've always, even when I was on the field in the huddle, I was always kind of low key, focused and really, you know, almost like how they say, you know, Caleb is Iceman. I was really like focused in those moments, but man, I'm sitting there at the house and I'm jumping and screaming, running around, and I just had this confidence too. Like when we spoke last week, and you were like, well, "What do you know? What is the prediction or expectation for this week?" I was like, "Oh, we're gonna get it done. It's gonna happen," and I just fully believed that, even though it went down to the wire, and I just had a confidence about them being able to fight to the end that they have done this many times during this season, and that they weren't going to give up at the end of the game and end up pulling it out, you know, for the win. But, dude, I was on the edge of my seat, and I was especially when they got the onside kick. I go, they're going to win this game. Mm-hmm. I just had a feeling I was going to win the game.
You're right. I mean, that's the way that you played. Like, we'd be in the locker room with you, and it didn't matter what the team did. Be like, man, Matt seems mad. Like, you know, like, if Bears could have won the game, but it's like, Matt seems mad. Like, I do think that there's a similarity there between you and Caleb. So for someone like you, in moments of stress on the field, how are you keeping yourself level and calm? And what are the things that you see in Caleb that he's doing?
Yeah, it's something, I think it's something that I haven't necessarily had to practice or to develop in a way. I think it comes through experience. And when you play this game a long time, I started playing when I was 7. So at certain times you get thrown into the heat of the battle. Like, I can remember being a, 8-9-year-old kid. My brother's 2 years older than me, and my dad saying, hey, let's go practice with the older kids. And so they throw you in there. Or being a freshman in high school, my brother's a junior or a sophomore and he's a senior, and they say, hey, we're doing goal line, run package, and they throw you in there to the Wolves. So, and it's just, you get experience with being comfortable in uncomfortable situations. And I see that in Caleb, to where, like you said, too, there were certain games where we could have won the game. We may have edged out a game or even, done well and beat a team, but maybe didn't perform well on offense. And it was no, I was excited, like glad that we got a W, but at the same time, is missed opportunities always are in your mind. Like, you remember those and you don't know when you're going to get those opportunities again. So when those things come around, man, you got to take advantage of them. And when you don't, they just eat at you. And I think that's a great quality that Caleb has. You can notice when there's a mistake or, not enough touch on the ball or a missed assignment or a missed, call out there. The ones that end up being great are the ones that don't just let it slide by. It haunts them until they go out there and fix it.
That's why the younger sibling is always better, because they're always getting beat up by their older sibling. They're always having to go up a couple classes and practice them. I'm convinced that's my like draft take, is if I hear a guy is like a younger sibling, I'm like, oh, he'll be fine. He'll be good. But
I believe in that too. I was beating up my brother's friends and getting in trouble. But they it's a younger brother. They try to take advantage of you. You got to stick up for yourself.
Obviously. But I wanted to ask you, Matt, because you're from Louisiana, and you don't get control over where you're drafted and where you end up going. And what I think is so cool about this Bears-Packers rivalry is that the players buy in, and that's just so rare in professional football, where guys change hands so often. They change teams, this, that, the other. I'm always just kind of curious, like, what got you to buy in on the rivalry when you maybe didn't grow up around it?
Yeah, I would say more than the rivalry is the team camaraderie aspect. Like, you going out there, and as a lot of coaches and OCs that I've been around, they call it a foxhole mentality. Like, who do you want in the foxhole with you? Who do you want fighting back to back with you? Because you know that they got your back and you got theirs. And when it comes to something like the Bears Packers, man, like, I was recently talking with Ben Watson about this, because we saw that DK Metcalf, had an issue with a fan on the sideline, and I've never, grabbed a fan or did something, but they do say some crazy stuff. They say some wild stuff. And, my thing is, like, y'all talk crazy or say whatever, just don't touch me, one. And
no one wants those problems, I promise.
And then the other part is, you buy into it because you hear so much, like, you understand, you dive into the history of Bears Packers, and then it just becomes a part of you, really, as you play them, and you see them twice a year. And then, for me, playing almost a decade and seeing them twice a year, you get tired of, hearing some of the same old stuff about, these people talking about you, or they may have said something, or maybe just the media, who knows, but, you really do buy in an aspect where, when I first was playing, I felt like, hey, it's every game is a rivalry in the NFL, because it's hard. Those guys, I'm a running back, they try to take my head off, whatever. Mm-hmm. Every game's a rivalry. But then when you start to play, I'm not a guy that goes and I'm talking trash and doing all this other stuff. But if you want to go, then we can go. So when it gets to that game and you know, somebody maybe a little dirty shot here or something under the pile, or like as we saw with DJ, you know,
yeah, the guy Nixon,
say what they want.
He just ran right into him.
And it's like, okay, you're not even chasing nobody. But, you know, stuff like that is that kind of stuff is where I'm not going to start something, but I definitely will finish it. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get into the rivalry aspect of stuff like that.
So each week things seem to get better for the Bears. Like the stakes get higher for the Bears every week. How do you feel like Ben Johnson is handling all of this?
I think he's doing a great job. You know, I think he is not overwhelmed when it comes to what's at stake. I think he has great experience with that from formerly being in a position where they've played in big games, meaningful games, playoff games with the Lions. And I think he's doing an excellent job of preparation, not just him personally, but preparing the guys to mentally take the field with a mentality of, like, no matter what the situation is, like, if anything proves it this year, this last game, if not even the previous five comeback wins, like even the Bengals game, it really isn't over until mm-hmm. it's really over. So, you know, he's really got those guys bought into fighting till tooth and nail to the end of the game.
I'm curious as to what you think the ceiling is for this team this year.
Ceiling?
Mm-hmm. How far do you think they can go?
I honestly think there is no ceiling. I think they can, as they're going out to Santa Clara this week, I think they can make it back out there for the Super Bowl. You know, I think they are playing, I think they're playing well enough. I think they're playing at a high level on all sides of the ball. I think they have the ability, the innate ability that each and every week they can correct stuff that they haven't been good at or that have been plaguing them, like early in the season, pre-snap penalties. Mm-hmm. I think that they have a great ability to be able to, as we said earlier, fight to where you're never really out of the game if there's time on the clock. Mm. And so when you have teams like that, those are scary teams because, you know, 14 points really doesn't mean anything. 17 points really doesn't mean anything when it comes to the team like that. And then as the clock is running, you just can't ever count them out. So I don't think there's a ceiling on these guys. And I'm excited to see what happens, you know, and especially as the season continues. You know, if the Bears get home field advantage or end up getting a bye and home field advantage, man, you know, I'm just excited because it's just a reminder of, you know, people don't really want to come up here in the wintertime and play, even though it's like 50 degrees right now. You know,
perfect. I was going to say, it's great outside. I didn't bring a jacket.
But it wasn't perfect a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't perfect on Saturday. The wind was crazy.
Exactly. I mean, hey, shout out to Cairo Santos, for real, my Tulane alumni. It is not easy to kick in those conditions. And, you know, you can see him kicking at an angle to gauge the wind. And it was like, man, he was making his field goals. And, like, think about it. All the pieces came together. If he doesn't make those, then they don't win.
Matt, as always, we appreciate you. You know what's a really good idea if you're looking for a stocking stuffer? Matt's book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. You should pick that book up at your favorite bookstore and give it to someone that you care about, because there's a lot of lessons that go beyond football inside the book. Matt, Merry Christmas, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Merry Christmas, guys. I appreciate y'all. Love talking with y'all.
That is Matt Forte. We need to talk about Pro Bowl snubs. And I sent a text message out to someone who knows a little bit about it. And hopefully we might be able to make something happen in the next segment. And they can explain why one of the snubs was really egregious.
Uh-uh.
I would advise that you not go anywhere. That's next. That's here tease on the score.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yep, I knew we were getting to Spiegel's feelings corner at some point, so here we are. I'm at the feelings dinner table. I could at least use a Crown Royal shot before we get going here. But listen, Flores, how do you deal with all those feelings every week?
Afternoons on the Score.
That's it for my Spiegel's feeling corner.
I think their offensive line's probably not getting talked about enough. You know, Darnell Wright, when I turn on the tape, I see one of the best right tackles in football, and I think their additions, you know, at center and guard have shown up and been pretty consistently healthy and been out there on the field gelling together, and they made the switch at left tackle, and you see the production that they're getting out of that position now.
The Pro Bowlers, at least this round of Pro Bowlers, was announced this morning, and I was a little surprised to not see Darnell Wright on the list. I felt like his play was worthy of him getting a Pro Bowl nod. And who knows? He still might. Like, you can still be named to the Pro Bowl games or whatever
they are now
called now. But I thought that he had legitimate beef. But the problem is that they have taken the designations away from right tackle
to left tackle. And then they only have three?
Yeah.
Three?
Because it's not an actual game anymore.
Is that because it's flag football?
Yeah.
Is that what?
I think that, yes, it's...
But, okay, here's my thing. And we may get into this even more later. But, like, if you are going to... Like, Pro Bowl still counts for, like, performance incentives.
Correct.
You can make money. You can have that built into your contract if you have a Pro Bowl selection. And so you can't just treat this like it doesn't matter, even though it doesn't matter anymore from, like, a actual, you know, it used to be, too, that, like, the AFC, if the AFC or the NFC wins, they, like, hope, like, it just.
Yes. Guys care more about all pro, but Pro Bowl is still one of the things.
Pro Bowl is still used as a marker for certain performance incentives. And as long as it's still used like that, you cannot be this careless with how many guys get elected to the Pro Bowl. And like three tackles from each conference, regardless if you're right to, like, that's the issue for Darnell Wright right now, because the tackles that made it from the NFC are Tristan Wirfs, the all pro at right tackle and left tackle, by the way. Trent Williams and Penei Sewell. You can't argue against any of those guys.
Correct.
So, like, who is Darnell replacing of those three? And, like, that's not to say that Darnell isn't fantastic, but it's just when you have these few spots.
I was a little surprised. Like, so here's how it works this year, just so you know. From each conference, there are four wide receivers. There are three tackles. There are three guards. There are two centers. There are three quarterbacks. There are three running backs. There's one fullback. Okay, so that's just on the offensive side.
There's Kyle Juszczyk. That's
right. The Kyle Juszczyk.
That's Kyle Juszczyk. It's not that there's one fullback. There's Kyle Juszczyk.
And honestly, like, not that he plays fullback, but I think Cole Kmet, as someone who has played H-back a lot this year.
I was going to say, all of those, I've seen the tight ends, they've been calling it the, wow, I'm blanking. We just talked to Ben Johnson about this. That's the
H-back position?
No, like having both Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet in the backfield has been...
Oh, the inverted wishbone thing that they do?
Yeah, they have a name for it. And now I'm blanking. Now I'm going to go back through my tweets and talk about it.
That's fine. Three running backs. So let's start with the fullback, because obviously it's Kyle Juszczyk. Then the three running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs, who's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Christian McCaffrey, same thing. And Bijan Robinson, who has been unreal. If you haven't been watching Atlanta Falcons football, trust me. I know that you have not been watching Atlanta Falcons football, but he has been unreal. The three quarterbacks, I don't have that big of an issue with the choices there either. Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott. If Dak was on a better team, he would get MVP votes. He still might, honestly. Matthew Stafford, who's had an unbelievable year. Tight end, George Kittle, Trey McBride. Center, Drew Dalman and Cam Jurgens. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
To bring in Drew Dalman and him to get a Pro Bowl nod is outstanding. At guard, Chris Lindstrom, Tyler Smith, and Joe Tooney. So you bring in Joe Tooney, and look, he gets something done as well. At tackle, Penei Sewell, Trent Williams, Tristan Wirfs. So no Darnell Wright for now. Maybe one of those guys will be like, I don't want to go to the Pro Bowl games. And then Darnell Wright will be included. Although it would be nice if Darnell Wright didn't go, because maybe that means the Bears are playing later into the season than they had imagined. At wide receiver is Puka Nacua, George Pickens, which is wild. The career arc that he has taken and the stuff that he's gone through this year. Jackson Smith and Jigba, who is outstanding, has had a great season. And at one point, he was on pace to go over 2,000 yards as a receiver. So that makes sense. And then Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Also makes sense.
Right? So you got no real beef there. On the defensive side, this is how it stacks up. Defensive ends, there are three of them from each conference. There are three interior linemen. Jalen Carter made the Pro Bowl, which it's a down year for him. And he's missed, three games now after having surgery on both of his shoulders. But he's now kind of grandfathered in as the best three technique in the game. Right? Mm-hmm. So he's in Leonard Williams, Quinnen Williams, the Williams brothers. They're not really brothers.
No.
Three outside linebackers, two middle linebackers.
Which they do have a designation on now, which is nice. Because that's the reason that so many inside backers have gotten snubbed.
Four cornerbacks, including Cooper DeJean. Good for him. And at free safety, Kevin Byard, who I think is going to be an all-pro this year. We'll go back to cornerback in a second. And then the strong safety who made the Pro Bowl is Buda Baker. Nashawn Wright has a beef. He's got a gripe. Now, I get it. He's not even technically the Bears' starting cornerback.
Right.
Like, not technically.
Not technically.
But he has started games, and he's one of the league leaders in interceptions.
Yeah.
So him not making the
team. And he's on the defense that leads the league in takeaways.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you see Micah Parsons' tweet about it?
I did, and I thought that was great.
From their time in Dallas together?
You talk about reaching across the aisle. Like, these guys have known each other since, eighth grade or something like
that?
Have
they? Okay, because Nashawn Wright played for Dallas, too, so I kind of thought, I didn't realize that they knew each other even further back than that.
I feel like there was a story about them being at, like, a when they were in eighth or ninth grade, like a NFL camp back
together.
Then.
Yeah. I mean, so many of these guys come up in those developmental camps, and like, especially quarterbacks, when you're talking about like the Manning Passing Academy and this, that, the other, there's so many of those guys.
That... So I love that there's a reaching across the aisle that goes on here where Micah Parsons, the Packers guy, is like, you know, that guy from the Bears, he's having a really good season. He should probably be on the Pro Bowl roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel bad. I'm trying to get someone on to talk about it, but they're in the middle of a line right now.
By the way, it's called bully formation. Is the bully. One is one with Colston and Cole in the backfield with the quarterback, and so it's kind of like a pro set except with tight ends.
Yeah, and to go back to Nashawn Wright, the other thing is that the interceptions are one thing. He also stopped the tush push.
Yeah,
and has come up with multiple forced fumbles. So, like, it's weird to say this, okay? He's had a more complete season as a corner than most corners have.
Yes.
Because of the way that he's been taking the ball away. Granted, he also does give up big plays. That is one of the knocks on him. But usually when you have someone who is willing to maybe take a couple risks here and there to make a play for you, they're going to also give up plays.
That's the nature of that position. And the fact that you cannot let some of those big plays then, you know, ruin the rest of the game for you. I mean, I've always thought that, like, DBs especially, you have to have such a short memory. And it's so hard to do that. It's so hard to move on from, oh, God, I just got burned for a touchdown. You know, and like, you have to just put that out of your brain. And go to the next down, and it's hard to do that. It's a position that requires you to be very mentally tough, and like, it's kind of like, there's a reason they call, you know, cornerbacks going on an island.
Yes,
and it's for everyone to see. It's not like you can hide behind any sort of like you're not a faceless person. You're not a faceless player when it comes to being a corner, especially if you're a number one corner put on a number one wide receiver. And yeah, it's similar to offensive linemen, where like, you don't want to hear your name called unless it's for like a takeaway, though, as in a DB's case.
Here's the beautiful thing about Nashawn Wright's story is the end of it is him getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, that's the beautiful part about it. Like, if it comes down to, and the fact that he's had a rough year, you know, his coach passes away. They were very, very close. And he knows that he's on a prove it deal, but to then get in a defense that fits him really, really well, and for him to ball out, and to think that he would even get the opportunity to play with the Bears defensive backfield being as loaded going into the season as the season's gone on.
Right. He was supposed to be a depth guy.
Correct. And he's out here starting games and making plays for you.
Right.
It's great that's the end of it, he's now going to get a multi-year contract and some guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he's going to break the bank, but it's better than being on one-year deals as you're trying to, you know, figure out your way in the career. And this might be his one time to, like, hit a lick
as
an NFL player.
Yes. And, I mean, it also comes down to the system you're in, right? And so you find a system that can use you correctly, that you fit into correctly, and allows you to be that player that's anticipatory, that can take the ball away. I mean, also, I don't know how many people really realize how tall he is. It's wild that a man that is as tall, I think he's like 6'5", 6'6", something like that, to move the way that he does with the agility that he does and the speed that he does... I mean, it's truly amazing that, like, he was available, that, and I get it. Like, again, he's been burned a few times, and that's why he was available and this, that, the other. But it does seem like in Dennis Allen's scheme, they can utilize his skill set. And again, if you're going for a 50-50 ball and Nashawn Wright is the one that is on the other side for that other 50%, like, I'm going to put my money on this 6'5", 6'6", guy going up with you to get it. Because there aren't even receivers aren't even that tall anymore.
Yeah, they've needed him too. Because yeah. Jalen has either been hurt or not quite himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been working his way back.
Right.
Like through that injury.
Tyreek Stevenson has gone through injuries and missed time as well. Like this is,
They've had to kind of mix and match things. Like yep. Kyler Gordon hasn't been there. So that's a guy that you can flip to the outside if you needed to. But they haven't had him available to be able to do that. So to step into that role and then flourish in that role, I think is incredibly impressive. So I don't know if he'll end up getting himself on the roster, but I know that he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy. It really, really does. All right. We'll keep the line open for our friend that's going to call in at some point.
Okay.
I think. But when we come back, Carmi V would like to walk you through how to make the holidays better.
No, you want me to walk people through how to make the holidays better.
That is true. That is true. I want, because I'm not doing anything but going to my parents' house. You're hosting like multiple parties and whatnot. So you can help with this and talk about some things.
Be great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm excited.
You're
going
to be all right with this?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. If I can, you know, lend some exposure to what people go through on the holidays to host and put on a good party, like, let's do it.
All right. That's next here on The Score.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're now tied with Kevin Byard. Yeah. 5 interceptions, my friend, to lead the National Football League. Where did this come from?
From God. Believing in God and then this coaching staff and this organization believing in me and allowing me to come out here and do the things that I do and the things that I know I can do. So, yeah.
That was Nashawn Wright with our friend Stacey Dales talking about what this Bears team has done this year. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Carmen Vitale is sitting in for Speaks. Carmen, remember when I said like 3 minutes ago that I knew someone that had some thoughts on Nashawn Wright not being a Pro Bowler?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that person is Charles Tillman.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. And you can check out his pod with him and Spice. Marquee runs that, and it's great. And obviously, you work for Marquee as well. He was hanging out at a store and checking out. And I know that he and Spice have talked about this, and they've gone on the record about it. And I was like, if you want another outlet, you can have it. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Things are good, man. How are you?
Terrible, man. I'm spending all my damn money on my kids. Well, I'm out here Christmas shopping.
Happy terrible. Holidays.
I got too many kids. Four kids. Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Have you ever seen Jingle All the Way, Charles?
Jingle All the Way.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah. Yes.
It's like...
And Sinbad. Yeah.
Yes, the entire movie is those two guys just trying to find a Turbo Man doll for their kids. And just, like, that's what I imagine. Like, at least, I don't know. Now you can get things online. You don't have to, like, actually fight people.
I don't have to go to Turbo Man, but I'm getting goddamn Louis Vuitton and Coach and Kendra Scott.
Do you want to adopt me?
Aloe or Aloe or however the hell you say
Aloe,
it.
Yes. Aloe. Well, your kids have good taste.
Yeah.
Girls
they
have
got expensive taste.
They
privileged sales.
Yes, that's right. But they work hard and they're good
privileged
kids,
sales.
Right? So they deserve it.
Come again, say what?
All right, well, then let's talk about someone who does deserve it. Let's talk about Nashawn Wright. Now, Nashawn, I know that you were hot about this, Charles. Well, why were you hot about it?
I just don't think that the Pro Bowl does what they're supposed to do. And the people who should get the Pro Bowl nod, they don't get it. An example is, why am I drawing a blank? Antoine Winfield Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe he was a first team All-Pro last year or the year before, and he did not make a Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Like, how does that even work?
No idea.
Can someone explain that to me? Like, it just doesn't work. So you lead the league in interceptions, and you don't make the Pro Bowl. How does that happen? How? Someone explain that to me.
On top
the hardest part about getting to the Pro Bowl is getting your first one. And I think it's too much popularity. It's too much popularity. And something needs to happen about that. My very first Pro Bowl I went to, I want to thank the Green Bay Packers receiving corps. They're the ones that helped me get to the Pro Bowl. When we went in, I went my first one in 2011, the receivers coach, I forget his name, forgive me. But he literally was like, hey, man, I just wanted you to know you're a hell of a player. You've been a beast every time we play you, and I made my guys vote for you. Like, we all felt that you needed to go. You should have been a long time ago. So I really appreciate the Green Bay Packers for doing that for me and saying that and letting me know. And I appreciate Michael Parsons saying what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, it's a rival, but at the end of the day, man, doing the right thing is the right thing. And good recognize good, game recognize game. And Nashawn Wright has done everything he's supposed to do to help his game. He stepped up when another player got injured, and he had a career year, and the man should be in the Pro Bowl. And the funny thing, those Pro Bowls matter when it's time to go to the bank. When you're trying to go re-up and get your contract, teams will hold that against you. That's the other thing that pisses me off. Teams know he can make a Pro Bowl, but they're going to be like, well, you didn't make the Pro Bowl, so we're not going to value, and we're going to cut here and cut there. Like, it's all a bunch of bullshit. I mean, oops, it's a bunch of bull crap. Sorry. I didn't mean to say that. This one pisses me off. I hate this. Can I say shit?
No.
Charles.
Oh,
no.
Sorry. I thought you said I could. That's why I said it again. Sorry.
No. No. This is That's live radio.
Oh. I thought I saw something with Twitch.
Yes, you're on.
You can do whatever you want on Twitch.
Yes,
that's true.
You are on Twitch,
but you're
and
also
you
on,
are on YouTube. But you are also live on the radio. Oh,
okay,
so you can't say that.
You said it was okay. So I
did
like,
not
oh, okay,
say
I
it was okay.
That.
I did not.
I was like, okay, cool.
How dare you, sir?
My bad.
How hype were you about the win on Saturday,
sir? I was extremely high. I was with Izzy at his little bar, the Staley, and it was a full house, and I almost lost my voice. We were jumping around. I'll see you in the video with us. It was pandemonium. It was crazy, but it was good crazy. I'm happy for this team. I've said it since day one. We gonna have 10 plus wins. I said that at the beginning of the season. So for all those new Bear fans that are jumping on a bandwagon, we don't want you. We full.
Oh, come on. You don't want to, like, let people
We ain't got no, nope. We, hell no.
What?
If you ain't riding with us since day one, kiss my you know what. Get off. We ain't got
this
no
is not
room.
The thing
we
to
only,
ask.
We are only riding with the true, diehard, loyal fans. I'm talking about the ones that get tattoos on them that say Bears. I'm talking about the guy that got tattoos of all the Bears signatures. We need fans like that. We riding and die with them type of fans. All in the season ticket holders and all y'all that lead the game early, nah, we don't want y'all. We want the loyal, diehard fans that's been there since 1962.
What if you weren't born in 1962, Peanut?
He wasn't born in 1962.
You weren't born in 1962.
I will say, people didn't
leave the stadium. People did not leave the stadium even like before the onside kick and everything like that. I was very much like watching the aisles like a hawk, because in years past, you would see the backs of people just kind of the sea going out and filtering out, and nobody did. And I was like, okay. Things are different now because of all these comeback wins.
So you're right. So the one thing I will add is I was talking to my granddaddy the other day, and he really wants the Chicago Bears to not win games in the last minute. Mm-hmm. He's 90 years old, and he's just like, bro, they got to – well, first off, he didn't say bro, but he was like, hey, Pete, you got to tell them they need to stop winning games in the last minute. I don't like the suspense. It's too much. Make them do it earlier in the game. So that's my request to the Bears. They got to win this game in the first half, not late in the second half, particularly the last minute.
I saw
granddaddy don't like that.
Yeah, I saw the post of your handsome granddad. I can understand. Like, he's like, he doesn't – one, he don't need to be up that late. Two, it's probably stressful for him to have to watch games like that.
Oh, my God. He's hilarious. I'm really going to try my hardest to get him to go – to the playoff game. If we can get a home playoff game, if we win it, I'm gonna try my hardest to get my grandfather to go. But he don't want to go because I don't play no more, so he don't really care. Hmm. He's like, you don't play, I ain't got nobody to watch. I did it for when you was there, I'm good now. But I'm like, no, we gotta, you know. So I'm really trying my hardest to get my grandfather to go. So but we don't see if we can get granddaddy to the game.
But if the Bears end up in a playoff game, I feel like the Bears would probably ask you to do something.
Yeah, if they end up hosting it.
Like, right?
Yeah, like, if they end up hosting a playoff game.
So that would be a reason for your grandfather to come out to the game.
Yeah, he'd be involved.
Hey, I'm a try to move a mountain to get this man there. But, you know, old people suck in their ways. They don't. They old and stubborn, so they don't want to do that.
Well, especially if he's been watching from home. You can't switch up, you know, the juju. You know, if you watch every game from home and the Bears have been doing well.
That's true.
Do you want to switch up the juju?
Yeah. That's,
but it's the postseason.
I do want
so
to switch up the juju. Okay. Yes. I'm trying to get him out the house. All he do is sit at home, cook, and watch damn Humphrey Bogart movies and listen to records from the great Satchmo. Jeepers. Oh, creepers. Reds get those eyes. Like, that's him all day.
Wait,
that's all he want to do.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
that's Louis.
Carmen, welcome.
Great Sash Mom.
Welcome to what it's like to be friends with Charles Tillman. This is what conversations are like.
What's up on Twitch? What they saying on Twitch? Yes, ma'am.
It's so you held your camp, your football camp in Elmhurst, at Elmhurst College.
Yes, I did.
I used to be.
Were you a participant?
Well, no, I wasn't a participant. I was on the outside looking in because I was a girl not thinking that I could participate. So I was like on the outside of the fence watching. Like every time you did it, I was one of like the little kids on the outside of the fence watching.
Damn, Carmen, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, okay. You said it like I was one of the little kids. I was like, we didn't do it that long ago.
I was probably like 12, 13. That's little-ish. It's little me now.
We did the camps. God dang. That was that long ago, Charles.
You started playing like 20-something years ago, sir.
Bro, I guess I don't feel old. So I ain't old like my friends' kids. Like, oh, I'm sorry, my kids' friends. I said that backwards. I'm a little dyslexic sometimes. So my kids' friends, they be, I'm like, look at their parents, then look at me. Like, I'm good, y'all. So I don't feel old. So I know
you're not old. I'm just.
You're not old. It's just that
I'm still dunking, Lawrence. I can still dunk at 44.
Yeah, that was not fun. Back in the day, Carmen, we used to have a charity game, a basketball game against Bears players.
That's a torn ACL / popped Achilles waiting to happen.
Yes, so I had to guard Charles. That was not fun either because I'm slow and he's
run it back.
You know what?
We need to run that.
We can play a game of horse. I'll play you in a game of horse.
I'd do that.
We can do that.
I'm game of horse. Let's run that back.
I said we don't need media members, like, you know.
I agree.
All right, so what are we? What are we thinking about San Francisco?
You tell me.
Yeah, you tell us.
I think we got to get better at our run game. I think our run defense has to tighten up a little bit. Sorry, let me do a sidebar real quick. So, my daughter goes inside the store, realizes she doesn't have any money, and she's like, "Come on, let's go buy some stuff." But she's waiting for me to come in the store and buy it. Do y'all have that problem?
Well, neither one of us have kids. So no problem. Oh, no. No problem there. But yeah, so look, go buy her something. The Twitch mob.
No, I'm good. I'm working. Because y'all saving me money.
I was just going to say, you're using this as an excuse.
I know, but this is the part where we have to break. And then
no, we don't have to break. But I want to say for San Francisco is I think we've got to tighten up our run defense. And Trent Williams, he gonna mess around and he gonna find out.
That's a Pro Bowler.
He is a Pro Bowler and he's good. He's amazing. He's a great player. But he gonna mess around and he gonna find out what this defense know about. Dennis Allen, he gonna come up with a master game plan and they gonna give San Francisco 49er a run offense the business. Deshaun Wright gonna get some picks. Byron, he gonna get some picks. We got Jalen coming off. He going to make some great tackles. Sway going to get all types of sacks. We going in. I don't care about them. I'm paying the bills. I'll pay all y'all bills right now. We good.
All right. So, Charles, this season overall, like I know you said you don't want any bandwagon fans, but how good does this season feel considering that you were one of the people that thought that this could jump off the way that it has?
It feels good when you're right, man. You know what my motto for 2025 was? Hey, TT, say it. No. You can't curse. What was my motto for? What was my motto for 2025? My motto for 2025 for my family was shut the F up and listen. Like, just listen. Just listen and you will be right. That's my motto for 2026. If people would just listen, y'all would have known I was right. So I feel really good about this team. I'm a believer. Maybe I'm a little biased because I played for the team. But I love what Ben Johnson did. We've been saying it since day one. Him and the entire coaching staff has changed the culture. Mm-hmm. And that's something that needed to happen. Unfortunately, it's taken a really long time. However, the players are believing. They got the leadership. They got the right people in the building, and the players are doing what they're supposed to do. Coaches is holding them accountable. The town's on fire. Things are cheaper. I feel like I'm on scholarship again. I'm loving every minute of it.
All right, Charles, we got to go.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I don't want to.
No, look, this is not my choice. This is not my choice. If it were up to me, we would just keep talking.
Tell your boss to have a Coke and a smile.
I can't do that. I'm going to end up unemployed.
What's his or her name? What's they name? I don't know if it's a male or female. That's why I said that.
Mitch Rosen.
Oh, no, Mitch. I know the name. I don't think I remember the face, but I know the name.
Yes.
Tell Mitch I said what's up.
I will. I will tell him what's up.
During the break.
And you
No, tell him right now.
He's not here. He's not here.
Oh, okay.
So I will tell him you said what's up, and now you got to go spend some money.
The hell I do. I can say hell, right?
Yeah.
The hell I do. Yes. I'm outside. What are we in right now? Garage? Whatever store this is. I got three girls, man. Oh my God, they are so expensive.
But we're worth it. Girls are worth it.
It's the truth.
They are worth it. I'm a girl dad. I love them. But guys.
Yes, we know. Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
Yeah. Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
Bye. That is Charles Tillman. I told you I had something for you, Carmen, and that's what I had.
That was great.
This is what it's like.
That was great.
This is what it's like. I will occasionally get phone calls from Charles at like 8 a.m. That's just like, hey man, I was just thinking about blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
oh, I have a couple friends like that too.
I'm like, Charles, it's now 9:30. What are we doing?
What do you want me to do about this?
What are we doing?
I love it.
But he's great and people love it. I'm sorry to Matt Bowen, who's our next guest. He's going to join us, and Alex is so mad right now, but he knows it was great. Back after this on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.